Welcome back to Busch Stadium, the Stiefel Sports Studio. Tom Ackerman with you on sports on a Sunday morning, the St. Louis tradition. And joining us is the Hall of Fame manager, Tony La Russa, live on KMOX. We've been on this show many a time. In fact, I've had been in this studio many a time, spent a lot of time with him at the ballpark. How are you, Tony?
I'm doing all right, thank you.
It's good to be with you. I am so happy to be with you, and I just watched Oliver Marmol leave our studio, but before he did, I asked him to say a word about you, and he said that you were one of the influences and inspirational people in his life to manage, that after he was around you, he knew what he wanted to do.
Well, that's, you know, you take a compliment like that anytime, and he certainly is carrying on that tradition there of Cardinals competing and playing in October. So congratulations to him and the team.
It's great to hear your voice and to talk to you. I'm bringing you on to talk about two individuals, actually a third, who hasn't said one way or the other whether he's retiring, and that's Adam Wainwright. So before we get to the two big boys, let me ask you about number 50. You saw Adam Wainwright as a rookie. He came through in 2006 with one of the biggest pitches in Cardinals history to get Carlos Beltran. Then he did it again to Brandon Inge to win the 2006 World Series. And can you believe it, Tony? Here he is in 2022 starting the game today.
Yeah, you know, it's those are the things that you really enjoy is going back. And, in fact, I just spent a real nice dinner with Walt Jocketty a couple of days ago, you know, and I just don't think enough people talk about what Walt did when he was here, and you know, he was so instrumental. Well, the winter that he made that trade, you know, we were talking about how he had to pull that off because John Schuerholz was insisting that the trade would be made, but it wouldn't include Adam. But he got Adam, and it became something. We knew he was special, but I remember Dave Stewart had him with the America team in one of the competitions, and he was really impressed. He says, look, he's, you know, when he, the more smarter, he's very smart, he's very talented, and he's going to get good and aggressive, and he's going to be outstanding, and Dave had it right.
Yes, he did, and what a career he's had, and his positive influence, in particular, the second championship season, 2011, he was out the entire year, Tony, but he did not let that bring him or his teammates down. What was his influence like in the clubhouse during those times?
Yeah, I'd back up a stride only because it's really important, and he's continued it. But there's been this wonderful reality. If a young guy has his head on straight and doesn't have all the answers when he walks in and is willing to learn, you get mentored by the veterans. And when Adam came in, he had the benefit of Chris Carpenter and, you know, Daryl Kyle, Pat Hink, and all these great ones. And Adam learned what it meant to be later on the leader of the staff. And what he did early on in 06 to step in there when Izzy got hurt was just an amazing clutch performance. If you want to look at what he became in his career, just look at how unfair it was to make him the closer there at the end of a team that won the championship. But what you're referring to directly was, you know, he got hurt in spring training, the first time he threw a live batting practice, and was out with surgery. But instead of hiding someplace, he kept himself a part of it. He'd come around, and, you know, he was always encouraging us. But the most thing that happened at the Knights of the Cauliflower Ear when he stood up and he said, look, I know these guys. And they're not going to quit. They're going to make something happen, something to that effect. And sure enough, we did.
Sure did. I was the one doing that interview, too. I was holding that microphone when he said that, and I was blown away and still am today thinking about that moment. Tony La Russa is with us live on KMOX's Sports on a Sunday Morning. Adam Wainwright's catcher, Yadier Molina, will be behind the plate today. They've broken the all-time record of Mickey Lolich and Bill Freehan. They continue on. They will be in the postseason and celebrating today, though, their final regular season start together. What can you say about Yadier Molina and the durability what he's been able to accomplish in his career. You once called him the greatest catcher in the history of the game.
Well, I said that I take that back only in the sense that he's tied for first. When you say something like that, you really disrespect Carlton Fisk and Johnny Bench and the other great catchers. So he's great, and he's as great as they are, but he's not, I definitely don't like the disrespect. But I think the key to me, and it applies to both of the guys, whether it's a pitcher or the catcher, is longevity. In this game, you reward longevity. That's it's not easy to be good for a while or great for a while. But if you're great for a long, long time, you got to be really special. And the two guys that are going to be competing against those hitters, Adam on the mound and Yadi behind the plate, are so smart and they work so well together. I think he could almost throw a pitch and without any signs the whole game, and Yadi would know what was coming. But they're very smart. They're dedicated to winning, which is, I think, the key to both of them. Everything that's happened with them for the Cardinals has been because they had just wanted to win the game they were playing. And after that comes the fame and the fortune. But, we're going to talk about Albert in a little bit. But what I like the most, and one of the best compliments that I can remember when I got around there, when you start seeing Gibson and Brock and Stan and Red, all the great ones, Ozzie, it's the tradition of great players being great people. Well, that's what you have with those three guys.
That is very well said. The other thing about Yadi, and I'm going to play some of this later this hour, because I could play him throwing out runners and making terrific defensive plays. He's one of the best to ever do it. But I think the reason he's going to join you in Cooperstown is that he made himself into a hitter, didn't he? Time after time, clutch hit, big hit, he became an offensive force for you, Tony.
Well, I there's no doubt he's going to be a Hall of Famer, and his defensive abilities are just, the 10 in every department. But I can remember we were going to play the Angels in an interleague game, and Mike Socha told me the two most feared hitters that we had in a clutch situation was Albert and Yadi, and everybody knew Albert. But Yadi had a way of rising to the occasion, and he also had a good stroke, and I remember early on when he wasn't hitting, I remember that famous time where I didn't pinch hit for him in 05 early in the season. I said, what'd you think about it? Yeah, I thought about it, but I said, he could go 0 for the rest of the season. He's going to catch. And he came into my office, and as I came in, he watched it on TV. He says, I'm not going to go 0 for the season. Well, he certainly has not. He has really got a good stroke, and he is such a clutch pressure guy that you just look at his stats, are how much he's hit 300 and big RBIs. The bigger the moment, the bigger Yadi plays.
And he will be adored today in front of this capacity crowd here at Busch Stadium in a ceremony before the game. And right by his side will be his brother, Albert Pujols. They are as close as teammates can be. They are great friends. Albert came into the organization in 1999, drafted in the 13th round. In 2001, he made his debut. He made it out of spring training and joined this club. What do you remember about those days?
I can remember going in the Instructional League in 1999. That's when they had an organizational meeting, and you always meet in the morning and you watch the Instructional League game, and the manager but the guy who runs the minor Instructional League would say, okay, these are the prospects. We'll watch a couple of guys. And one of the guys they pinpointed was Albert. And then later on I saw him in the Arizona Fall League. And he had that big season at Peoria where he ended up going to AAA. So I remember him coming to spring training, and we knew that he had a really good future. Nobody said he had a great future. But he, it was just bring him to camp. He's going to go to AAA. The way we always did it, we always paired up these young guys with the veterans that work well, like in those days, McGuire, Jimmy Edmonds, those guys. And he was the best hitter in camp, right there with the best of them. And, so he made the team. I can remember Walt. In fact, we just talked about it dinner a couple of nights ago. Walt said, he can break, but you got a couple of weeks. And if he's not playing enough, we're going to send him to AAA. Well, I played the second day of the season. He got three hits and could never get him out of there.
He had a consistent swing, but also a consistent approach to baseball, didn't he, Tony? A relentless competitor, but also made sure that he was prepared and in a routine. You could not break him from the routine if you tried, I don't think.
Yeah, and I think there's some times when he wasn't available. People say, well, it's because he would come to the park at 2 o'clock, and he would have the same thing. He'd look at film. He'd work out in the gym. He'd get in the cage. I mean, he had it all worked out. So the thing about it, I've talked a lot about Albert to my friends over the years, especially lately, because he's had such an amazing finale. Albert has never changed in the sense that he's looking to get better. Fame and fortune, he's the same guy that he was as a rookie, just smarter. But the key to Albert, and the same thing with Yachty, and this is what you preach, and we've had guys that do this, but when they do it, that's why you're champions. They don't go out there trying to get numbers so they can take them to arbitration or negotiate a contract. They're just trying to play the game and do what it takes, whether it's make a play or get a base hit or go hit a long ball. And the thing about Albert, we all love the high average hitter who hits home runs and also produces runs. You know, nowadays you think if you hit 20 home runs but you hit 220 that you're a good hitter. You know, that's 20 hits. It really stinks. But Albert plays, and so does Yachty. They play the game to win, and their stats later on are whatever they turn out to be. Finally, I'll say two things about it in that same regard. Any young guy that came in, all the 11 years were together, and always would settle up to Albert to, you know, kind of watch what he does and look for tips. And Albert was very outgoing, always welcoming. But he always told me, if you want to work, I mean, I'm there at 7:30. And, you know, and some rarely did they want to work as hard as he did. And lastly, Albert could be 0-for-4, and he's on the top step cheering. He never, ever got off of the team. His team comes first.
And with that said, one more thing about Albert is that I believe him wholeheartedly, and you, of course, when you talk about the stats and the numbers. He said, I don't play this game for numbers. But that said, when he hit 700, what were you thinking and feeling as he went around the bases?
I was just, you know, so impressed, because when you start chasing a number, you know, as soon as he got to in the 690, 693, you know, you can get so distracted. You know, you try to get 100 RBIs, try to hit 300. You get so distracted about trying to force that number that you forget you got to constantly just trade on just taking your at-bat. And he just ripped right through it, you know. And it's because he has this amazing ability to not be distracted and just play the game, try to look for a good pitch to hit, put a good swing on it. And that was my comment afterwards. You know, he's been so clutch throughout his career, and in this moment, you know, he had a chance to be historic. And sure enough, he came through right away with two bombs. And not only did I think they drove in 5 runs, the first 5 runs of the game. That's Albert playing the game, not getting distracted by anything historic or something that might make him some money. He's just a great clutch. And that's why right now, you know, they got 4 games to go. I hope they play him enough to where he can get 4 RBIs and get that second spot.
Always on top of it, Tony La Russa. It's 10:45. The gates just opened here at Busch Stadium to see this final regular season home game for Albert Pujols and Yadier Molina. Not to mention, Adam Wainwright is the starting pitcher, and we could not properly pay tribute to those players without Tony La Russa on KMOX. Thank you so much for doing this, Tony.
All right, Tim. Well, I wish I was there, and the fans are going to be there in person. They're in for a treat, and I know they're going to give them the reception that they deserve. So thank you, Tom.
They will, and we'll be thinking of you for sure. Thanks so much.
All right, pal.
There's the skipper, Tony La Russa, with us on KMOX, the Hall of Famer.